Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
3, 2, and the only makeup we're going to give you. It's a lip gloss. I love these. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. I swear, this is a habit, and I don't know if anyone else has this. Hi, Miss Anders. I love you so much.
Hi.
The cheapest lip glosses I buy always hang around. They're always here.
Yeah.
The expensive ones somehow disappear. They're gone. And I'm like, I just bought that Chanel gloss for $700 and one-time use, and it's gone. I'm the queen of that. But the Neutrogena is hanging on. She's around.
Sure
this
is.
Old girl, she's probably from seventh grade. She's still around. But anyways,
can I do a little not an ad, but this is so good. And I'm so proud of my girlfriend, Jamie Makeup, Jamie Greenberg. She's a celebrity makeup artist, but she's come up with a couple of makeup ideas and things to use that are easy for people like me. She just came up with this new, it's a lip gloss / balm called Bloss.
Bloss,
and
okay.
This is the nude one I'm wearing right now. It has a peppermint kind of taste to it. Ooh. It's very smooth. It's fabulous. It is obviously mixing balm and gloss all together. I love it so much. She also has a Bly lighter that she sells on her site as well. It's a blush with a highlighter. You can also use it on your eyes as well. I love her product so much. I'm obsessed.
You know, I love a product. It's very similar to me buying workout clothes. If I buy a pair of workout clothes, girl, I am running for days. I am working out for hours longer. I'm like feeling cute in the workout. It's like something new. If I go to Sephora, and we had a conversation the other day in voice notes about Sephora. I go in there like it's Target. I go in for one thing and now I'm holding all of it.
I know.
Now things are dropping. And now we've dropped the 17th bronzer that I've gotten. And the woman comes around with like, would you like a cart, a little shopping thing? And I'm like, yeah, I guess now I would. And then I buy all of this stuff and I don't know how to use any of it. And I go right back to Neutrogena and the old bronzerooski. And one of these days I'm going to learn how to do my makeup and really retain the information.
Back to Sephora, and we were joking about this in voice notes to each other. Love the place. It's definitely like crack. You go there, you're on it, you can't get enough. I mean, I'm assuming that's how crack is, but also when you're walking to the cash register or the register, all the little travel size things that I didn't know I need this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all end up at the bottom of my backpack anyway, mm-hmm. So it's a hot mess. But you finally get up to the front, and this is what happened to me. I'm in a rush. I have no time. I got to get back. I grabbed a few things. This is a tester. Oh, okay. Well, can you get me the right one? Well, we're out of it. So then I got to go back, to the display. I got to see which thing works for me now and then get back in the line. I'm the asshole. I don't want to keep up the line, but I don't want to stand up back in the line. Then when I finally go back and it's not a tester, and I get it. I don't want to buy the tester. They want my membership card. I don't know it. I don't have it. Is it under my email? Is it under my phone number? Did I use my AOL account? I don't know.
It's all the things, and then so a couple of things in there. The fact that then the lighting, I get in there and the foundation, and I get home and I'm like, who do I think I was here? We have got completely the wrong shade. There's no chance in hell I'm finding that receipt, because I said when she was starting to print it out, do you want a receipt? I'm halfway out the door saying, keep the receipt. No, I want the receipt. And I'm thinking to myself, shit, I should have kept the receipt, because I'd like to return this foundation that's probably going to break in the bottom of my bag that I'm never going to use. And then while I cut back in line, I have to say to the woman, I was here, I'm sorry. And she looks at you like you're the asshole. I'm like, oh, so yeah. I was here. Somebody at the register backed me up. Wasn't I here?
So anyways, I was here.
Neutrogena and Jamie's
blog. So anyways, I get into my car and I just leave you the longest voicemail, which basically sounds like I hate the world. Right now I do, but we'll get to that later. No, I just was so like annoyed, and I'm like, Sephora, you're great, but I can't with your testers and I can't with all these things.
No. But man, that store is deadly, because it's very much like the Target or Costco.
They're carrying so many things in there before that you never could get in there, like my skin cream that I love. They have so many fragrances, all that stuff. So, yeah.
And they're really, like, ma'am, your total will be $1,544. Is a debit card okay? I mean, who knows? Anyways, I'm wearing my Kings sweatshirt. Go Kings, go. By the time this airs, we will have been a few days removed from the hangover. I don't know. My hangover might still be there, given the fun time that we had at the game. That was so much fun. I have not been to a hockey game in years. Probably the last one I went to was with you. And I just forget. I mean, that is a rowdy bunch. And playoff hockey, there is nothing like it. I can't gamble though on hockey. I'm not going to touch that. I'm doing terrible with my NBA bets, but I just cannot. I can't bet on hockey because I want to stay in love with the sport. And if I start to gamble on it, like right now, I want nothing to do with basketball. I was going to fly to Vegas tonight. I recently canceled my Southwest flight that I made in my inebriated state last night. I was going to fly to Vegas tonight so I could reverse my gambling trend of doing such a terrible job that I was going to go to the roulette table and start to get some luck again and then feel confident. But I'm putting myself on a week probation. If anyone has any advice on how to gamble on the NBA, I would love it, because I'm doing terrible. Oh my God. Speaking of gambling, how about the Kentucky Derby? 80-1,
yes.
The long shot winning. Oh my God. I was so excited. I mean, I wish I would have thrown $100 on that bad boy. But what a story. This guy, the horse, I forget the horse's name. Ryan's going to tell us in the chat. The horse.
Rich Smart.
Rich Paul would probably bet on him, because that guy, what a long shot. Do you know that he was like selling t-shirts or something like that? And LeBron like loved the way that he was selling t-shirts, or he was working at a Foot Locker. I'm getting the story completely wrong. Anyways, that's how LeBron.
Rick Strike. Thanks, Rye.
Either way, if you guys didn't, you don't even have to care about horse racing, but the Kentucky Derby, of course, is a perennial event that I'm obsessed with. The long shot, he gets entered into the Derby 24 hours before the actual race because another horse is disqualified. And this horse was, you could have bought this horse for $30,000 a month ago. And that, we were talking about it, that horse just weaved in and out, said, no problem, see ya.
That horse, what a baller.
Man, I need to get some stories on. If anyone of our listeners knows any fun stories about people gambling on the long shot and winning big on it, I'd love to hear them, because those are my kind of stories. Hoo-hee.
Now, this is a dumb question I have, because you know my knowledge of gambling is just through the roof. But when we were talking about it when we were walking the dog the other day, and Jarrett said, I wonder if anyone won big off that horse. If you're the owner of that horse or you're a family friend, wouldn't you put your money in on that horse?
Of course.
No?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Oh, I mean, totally.
Horse,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, a horse, of course, unless, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed, something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So that family won, but they're just winning because their horse won the Kentucky Derby, which is so exciting.
So exciting.
That happened. Also, our birthdays happened. We had a great time in different ways, maybe not the best time in some ways, but we're a year older and wiser.
Miss Andrews.
Sure are.
What else happened for you this week?
Well, nothing. We touched a little bit on going to the hockey game last night. It was so exciting. But you guys have become friends with my girlfriend, Jackie Quick, her husband, obviously, Jonathan, and Nett. Huge night for him with a shutout and some of those saves. I just sat in bed this morning because I couldn't really function, and that was my fault. You know, let's just get back to a tequila shot. It just, there's this thing with our group, with the Los Angeles Kings, and I'm sure the other WAGs for the other teams do this. Maybe they're a lot more sophisticated than we are, but you know, throughout these playoff runs, it's always like whether you're doing bad, whether you need good luck, it's always a tequila shot. And it feels like a great idea. Woo, this is going to help them score a goal. Woo, this is going to help Jonathan pitch a shutout. Nope. It just helps me feel like dog crap the next day. It's awful.
But it always seems like a good idea at the time.
Great idea.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Speaking of alcohol, so I have a question and I'd like to open this up. Easy for me to say. I'd like to open this up to the listeners and viewers.
Yeah.
I'm really into martinis. It's my thing lately. Slightly dirty, really cold, shake, hold the vermouth martini. Okay, straight
up. Sounds like a person I know.
Uh-huh. Straight up, now tell me. Are you going to love me forever? Whoa. Please don't. So the blue cheese stuffed olives are the olives of choice. Now,
it's Jared always gets like four or five. It's just like, relax, get an hors d'oeuvre, get it like an appetizer. Why are you pestering this bartender
ain't a buffet,
for more
kid.
Olives?
But the martinis this weekend that I was ordering, copious amount of them, multiple times I had to send them back twice. Because they were not good. One was too dirty. It was like I was, you know, Goldilocks.
What does that taste like?
It's too much olive juice. So it's too salty. I don't like it. I don't need to drink the Pacific Ocean. Not right now. I'll jump in it. So I had to send drinks back multiple times at multiple places. And I felt like an asshole. As a former bartender, I'm like, fuck off. So what's the acceptable number of times you can send an entree or a drink back?
I agree. You don't want to be an asshole, but here's the thing. I'm paying for your service. I'm paying for this drink. I'm paying for this meal. I want to enjoy it.
Right. So I think two is the max. After two, I'm like, I just have to take this. I can't go back. Three times is not the charm here.
Because then they're spitting in it anyways, or wiping their nose. Sure. And doing it. Yeah. That sucks. So did they nail it after your fourth one?
No, it was still bad. But I just was like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, let me ask her because I don't know the appropriate amount of times and I feel bad. But I do love a martini. I mean, there's something about it that first.
What's in a martini? I don't know martinis.
Well, it's just.
I don't think I've ever had one.
It's just straight vodka chilled. Now, some people like their martinis with vermouth and some people like their martinis with gin. It's like another little thing that you add into a martini that's like specific for that. I don't know what it constitutes.
High risk returner. Ryan with the funny jokes. You guys are developing a high risk returner beyond just clothes now.
Our producer, true. Ryan, who's really funny, is writing us messages in this chat. You're right. But it does work here as we're talking about drinks and food.
So anyways, I'm into martinis. And those are good. And then also I had a real issue with the hotel that I was staying at. I had to get sassy with the woman at the spa because I wanted to change my spa appointment and I was paying good money for it. And I said, why can't I just move the time? And then she said, we don't have anything available. And I was like, well, can you just hold this as like can I use this in the future? Like, why am I going to lose massages if I can't like make them during this time? Can't you just like give me a credit? And then I had to bring them. And then the manager was involved and it was a whole thing. And I didn't want to be that person. But to our previous point, we're paying for the service. Why can't you just hold it? Just hold right. the massages until the next time. Is it that
right.
hard?
So you paid for the massages, but they said like if you had to not cancel, but reschedule, they were like, no,
you're within the 12-hour cancellation time. And I'm like, but here's the thing. If it's tomorrow and you have availability, why can't you just let me do it tomorrow? I don't understand this whole cancellation thing. Like, why is it so hard to just transfer the massages? If I'm at a high-end hotel and I'm paying good money, like customer service should be number one. Just let me change right. the massages and let me have a good martini. It's all I wanted.
But maybe playing devil's advocate, they thought it's too late to get anyone to fill those spots and they already have the masseuse there. So it's kind of like, well, we're screwed because we could have given up this spot. Again, devil's advocate, not saying it's right. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
I don't know.
Or they were really trying to fuck up your birthday.
You know, they were. I was like, all I wanted was to move the massage and get a great martini. No, all in all, it was pretty good. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, what is with these cancellation fees and the times and the whole thing?
I also can't keep them all straight. Like, we've got different cancellation fees for different things. Like, can we just have one all together?
24 hours, 12 hours. What's the thing? If for those of you that are wondering, vermouth, according to Ryan, is fortified wine.
Don't even know what unfortified wine means. What does that mean? These are all... How have I never had a martini, by the way?
Yeah, how have you? It's hard to balance the martini. The first sip is very important because they go right... The drink is right to the edge and you got to... And then we're, you know, you're trying to balance and it's a thing.
I've started drinking a new drink. I don't know if you noticed. It's still tequila blanco, but now I'm doing water instead of soda water. I'm just doing flat out water. With a couple of lemons.
Oh,
Amanda Edler, shout out to her, Amanda Edler, her husband plays for the Kings. She made me one of those one night in one of those dangerous LA Kings wives suites. And wow, that changed my world. Because my friends are like, why are you doing soda water when it's like carbonated and all that? Put some water in your body. So I'm doing a body good, but it didn't help last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still can't do the vodka drinks. That's just not my thing. But
tequila.
Oh, yeah, that too. Wait, what else happened that was really funny that I want to tell you about? So many things. Oh, I've been doing a new thing. You know, now that I'm single, I, while going out, have been leaving my phone in the hotel room or at the house or whatever when I'm going to go on a date. So I'm present. It's going over big. They love it out there in the streets because
is
like
that why I can't get a hold of you?
It is because everyone's so obsessed with having their phone. That if it's like a new thing, it's apparently, I don't know, I'm a big hit with the leave the phone. They're like, oh, you don't need the phone? I was like, no, I don't need the phone. I'm here.
The people in the streets love you?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, the reviews are still, we're still waiting to tally the results. But I just feel like I get good feedback on the leave the phone move at
home. Love that.
And so I know Jarrett makes you do that when you guys are at dinner.
So Jarrett makes me do that. I was telling you a story before we logged on that something really Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, Seinfeld happened at dinner the other night. And I, first of all, couldn't look away. It was so disgusting, so weird, so mind-boggling that poor Jarrett, like, he was excited to have this really nice just dinner, the two of us. We went to a really fabulous Italian restaurant, and it's dark. It's, you know, whatever. Like, we're
sexy.
Not like, yeah, I mean, I look like shit when I went. That's part of the story. So anyways, it's happening, and Jarrett's like, babe, stop staring. I'm like, I can't look away. Like, this has ruined my night. I can't look away. And I was like, I got to take my phone out. And he's like, well, are you videoing it? I said, no, I am writing this down in my phone for the podcast. And we just started cracking up. Okay, so here's the story. Is everybody ready? Because I certainly haven't built it up enough.
No one's a better storyteller than you. So I am ready.
We're at this great restaurant where the spaghetti or the pasta is always so al dente. Like, it's just perfectly cooked. It's so delicious. Like, it tastes so good. They put the salt on their bread and butter. It's just their cutting board is amazing. Sosta, it's in our area. Sosta, Ryan probably knows it. Love it.
Okay.
So we're there. It's dark. It's fun. I am looking at this table right next to us, kind of like at an angle. This woman, I was like, ooh, I wonder what kind of pasta she got. And Jarrett's like looking over. As we're saying this, cue George, Elaine, and Jerry. She's rolling her fork in the pasta. Great. Fine. Pulls it up to her mouth, and part of the pasta is hanging down. Carissa, I shit you not. I need people to write into the Calm Down Podcast IG and let me know their thoughts, because I don't think this is proper etiquette. It's hanging down. This is a woman like in her 50s. She takes the pasta that's not wrapped around the fork with her fingers and starts wrapping it around the fork. Then she takes her two fingers that are buttery from the sauce and is wiping them on her napkin. Then she's eating it. And I'm like, what in the fuck did I just see? So then I had to stare to see if it continues. Went back in the pasta with the fork, pulled it up. She's got some stragglers. Took her two little dirty fingers and wrapped it around as she's having a full conversation. So now I'm like looking at the people at the table thinking to myself, do they think this is weird? Because this is disgusting. You're eating like a five-year-old. What is happening? And this is a grown woman. Jared's like, please stop. Please stop. I'm like, I can't look away. This is awful. This happened the entire night. I was judging. I was grossed out. Okay,
oh my
so then
God,
the next
I'm
part of
sweating.
It goes, Jarrett's sweating at this restaurant because
oh,
there's no
shit.
Air. It's like doors are open. And he goes, hey, babe.
Jordan Sparks?
Do you think that I could take my sweatshirt off that I'm wearing? Because he goes, my shirt underneath isn't like really that nice. He goes, it's kind of a workout shirt. I go, you're worried about your shirt when we have a 50-year-old feeding herself like a 2-year-old? Who gives a shit about your shirt? Look at this. And he's like, it doesn't always come back to the way this woman is eating. I'm like, yes, it does. That was the grossest thing I have ever seen. Like, I cannot believe a grown woman was wrapping her spaghetti around her fork.
I think you know who it was? I just figured it out who it was. It was the same woman that was at the airport that was licking and sniffing.
And sniffing.
licking and sniffing. Because that story of seeing someone lick an ice cream cone and smell their armpit is fucking phenomenal.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
That is really funny. That actually, it reminds me of a lot of different things. The eating the spaghetti thing, you're supposed to, the proper way is like put a spoon and then you twirl it in the spoon.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Somehow it always comes back to Larry stories, but since you said it was a Larry thing to write down the deal, so Larry, whenever he like goes somewhere, he will bring a little notepad and he like writes down everything because it's clearly like how he writes his show, whatnot. I don't know, since I don't watch the show, if he ever did an episode about this, but we were at an Italian restaurant and there was probably maybe 15 tables in this tiny little restaurant in Brentwood. And the reservation's at 7:30. Larry's very punctual, like reservations at 7:30. You got to sit down at 7:30. And so we get there at 7:20 waiting. Okay, yes, reservation, David for two. It's like, oh yeah, just a moment. Your table's getting, is just finishing up. We'll get you right in. 7:35, 7:40. I'm trying to distract him. I'm like, let's go in the bar, get a drink. I don't want a drink. Okay, let's go in the bar. Let's just sit. Maybe there's a game on. 7:45. He finally goes back up to the thing and he goes, it's 7:45. Why are we not sat yet, right? And the woman's like, and he says it not that disgruntled. I'm being dramatic, but he's like, why are we, you know, not sat yet? And the woman's like, oh, we'll get you right in. Anyways, five more minutes goes by. He's had enough. He goes, where's the table? And the woman's like, oh, it's the table right back in the corner. He walks up to the table. I shit you not. And he goes, he puts his hands down on the table and he goes, all right, we're all done here. Everyone up. Everyone up.
And they're dying.
And everyone's like, everyone's looking like, what the fuck? And obviously like Larry is Larry. So they're like thinking it's a bit. And he goes, everyone. And he's like gesturing for people to like get out of the booth. And he was like, I have this table at 7:30. It's time for you to go. Well, they had their check. They had paid their bill and it was on the end of the table. And so like they were done. They were like signed, sealed, delivered. The table's ours. And so it was an interesting thing. So then, of course, we've like, they do. They get out of the booth and they leave and they think it's so funny because like his whole bit, but it wasn't a bit. So we get and we sit in the booth and I was like, what is going on? You're out of control. And he was like, no, it's our table at 7:30. They need to be out of the table. So it's that how much longer, 15 minute, 20 yeah. minute window that you get to just occupy this space when your check is paid. We're not waiting on the waiter to come bring you your check or deliver the bill. Like you have already signed out. The tip is there. How long can you stay at the table? For Larry, you cannot stay very long. Gotta go.
I thought of him, obviously, while this woman is wrapping her spaghetti around because I knew that story. You had told us that story, which is unbelievable. And I don't
because he's right.
Blame
he's
him.
Right.
He's
right.
So
he's,
right.
He was right.
He's so yeah. right. And then you had said when you told that story to us originally that the people at the table thought it was a Curb Your Enthusiasm bit. Like, oh my God, Larry David's here. And he's right. like playing himself and all that. But
totally.
I was playing out in my head with this fork twirler that Larry would have gone right over and been like, excuse me,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Who right. taught you to eat like this? And why don't you understand you're grossing everybody out? And then he would look at the woman sitting across from the woman and be like, aren't you offended? Why aren't you saying anything? Why did right. I have to come over and say something?
Totally.
It was like, it took over our whole night. I couldn't handle myself. And then I kept saying to Jared, she better not order anything else. Because if I see her order and eat like something else, it's going to ruin it for me.
Oh,
it was unreal.
It's really good. Hey, speaking of your guys' date nights, do you alternate? Like, how do you guys plan the date? Like, do you pick the restaurant? Does he pick the restaurant? Like, what goes into this date night thing?
That was kind of my idea that night. We had gone for like a happy hour early in the day and watched a hockey game. And then at I think normally we would have probably just been like, oh, let's get takeout. But I was like, no, let's go to Sosta. It's right by our house. Let's walk there later tonight. But my Jarrett loves going to dinners and he loves trying new places. So he's really big on, hey, babe, can we do this or can we try this? So he loves stuff.
I was just thinking about my new single life, about like planning dates, because I'm not a planner. I don't know restaurants. I don't know any of that.
Ask me.
I will ask you. But yeah, I don't like planning a date. So I just didn't know if you guys like alternate. So I've been doing this thing. I've been making a list of all the things I want to do in my phone of like fun dates. I got Alcatraz is on the list. So that's random and weird.
But Jarrett loves Alcatraz. Yeah, right. It's insane. It's really good.
Right. Go to a baseball game, go to a Giants game and then cruise on over into. I mean, I got a whole list. Putt-putt golf. When's the last time you went putt-putt golfing? If anyone knows any fun dates, since I'm making this laundry
Top
list.
Top golf is fun. We want to do that with our group. We're excited about that. That would be a fun time.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to hear any fun dating ideas or just friend like group things. I played Pictionary the other night. That was fun.
You had fun with that. Yeah.
Yep. I have this new app on my phone called Word Draw, not an ad. And it just pops up and it does the timer right there. Great time.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so yeah, that's exciting.
I love this.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of stuff coming up. I also got to figure out, I'm still trying to do that trip I want to plan. We talked about it earlier this week on the pregame. Someone asked where we'd want to travel to. You said Corsica. I'm still needing
to do
my European vacation that I haven't done yet. So if anyone knows any good fun vacations, I am open to suggestions. We are taking any and all this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have you covered in the Amalfi Coast. We've gone to, I feel like, the best restaurants out there on two different trips. So we love it there so much. Anyone ever been to that lemon restaurant where the big lemons hang over your head with the trees?
On
it's
there?
So good. Oh, now, do you have pasta.
Now, are you going to start the wrapping?
No, I would never, ever.
I'm kidding.
Mortified.
Do you, I have a lot of questions apparently about trip planning. Do you get someone like a travel agent to plan it or do you guys do it?
We just went twice with Samantha Phipps and she was very good about planning it because she's been there 1,000 times and she was our travel agent. So a friend just made some recommendations. We've saved our itineraries. Like she had it nailed to a T and yeah.
Hey, another question for you. How often do you wash your car?
Not enough. You saw my car. It was very dirty.
I have a thing with cars. This is like from when I was growing up, we always had to wash our parents' cars. Like one of our chores was to wash their cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, get the bucket and the soap and the sponge, do the whole thing, the Armor All, like the whole act of washing car. So I like a clean car. Oh, yeah. We had the Electrolux vacuum and you had to go and vacuum it out. My mom would get so mad when we dragged the vacuum around on the driveway because the driveway had like these little like whatever pebble things on it and like pick up the vacuum. She'd get so mad at that. And my dad would get so mad if we walked outside in just our socks. Do you guys think we're made of money? You're too lazy to put on shoes? Crazy time. Scott did not like that at all. So washing the car. So I really like a clean car, but I'm so disgusted right now that I have the dirtiest car. And my friend Julie got in it yesterday and I was apologizing profusely. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, God, it's fine. Calm down. It's just a dirty car. Like, but the wrappers and like all of that, I think it's a real indication of like someone's life. It's like when you have a chipped nail or something, like I feel like you're a dirty, lazy person if your car is not clean or your nails are chipped. These are two things that I really try to stay on top of as a barometer of like, I mean, I'm a mess in so many other areas of my life, but yeah. So I felt I was apologizing profusely. So I just didn't know how you felt about the dirty car thing. And I mean, at least once a week.
Wow. I need to be better. I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Jared's very good about cleaning his car. I need to do
And the
it
water more. Bottles, they're. I mean, how many water bottles are we having in there?
Mine are the masks. That. I just have 1,700 masks in there with makeup, without makeup, a lot of makeup. So I know which stage of my face to put it on, you know?
Well, thank goodness we really don't have to do that anymore. Do you have to wear them on airplanes anymore? I have to travel this week.
You don't? No? It's interesting. Sometimes I do put it on and sometimes I don't.
You've been doing a lot of traveling recently. It's getting better though, right?
Yeah, I have. I went to New York. I went to Dallas. I guess I have to go to New York this week. I didn't know that. We're going to Vegas. I'm excited about that. We'll have fun with that. You have to send me that picture, by the way. You never sent it to me.
I will. We do a fun work outing in Vegas, and it's been a couple years now because of COVID. But myself, you, Strahan, and Glazer, we all went out afterwards,
and Joel,
we
had so right? much fun. Did Joel go
I
with
think
us?
Joel, maybe Joel went yeah. with us. Yeah, but the whole crew gets together, and it's really fun, and it's just a reminder of like what a great group we have. It's so. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vegas is a time, as you know. I was just going to go for literally. My flight was at 8 o'clock tonight, and to come back at 8 a.m. But you just pop on in, pop on out. Good food, taking a show. I need to see who's doing residencies there because I need to get out there for a show. I think Carrie Underwood's doing one.
I know. I would definitely go see that. I wish before COVID, Kelly Clarkson was supposed to go do it. I wish she had. I think that would have been a really good show. She's a sick voice.
I've never met her. I know that you've done her show she's a couple awesome. Different times. She's real, right? Isn't she? I feel like she's like the girl's girl that you like. Oh, she's a good hang.
She cusses. She drinks. She's a good girl. She's a Southern girl to the core.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, so I got to do some traveling. I got to get vacation. So I'd love to hear some vacation spots and clean my car, apparently.
Yeah.
So I've got to go shopping. For what?
Grocery shopping for tonight. I'm home alone, Kevin McAllister, and I am going to watch hockey in 30 minutes. The Penguins are going to be on. I'm excited for that. Go Jeffrey Carter. And I'm going to make myself a little sensible salmon with some broccoli.
Look
and
at this gal.
I am just going to be trying to be in shape because yesterday I shoved about 50 chicken tenders in my mouth. I didn't have any of those sliders. And then I didn't miss eating the sushi that we all had before. So, yeah, I need to.
A sensible salmon. And
we have a sensible salmon.
We will let you guys go. Please write into the Calm Down podcast. You guys, any questions you have for us? We talked about it on the pregame. I have a lot of questions for Erin that I've really never asked her about Dancing with the Stars. About the spray tan, the outfits, the whole thing.
Where so they put the microphone.
There's a good question. So if you have questions about Dancing with the Stars, I'd love to get into that more as doing a little throwback Thursday. Get it? And then vacation spots and the acceptable amount of times you can return a drink or food. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.